Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
This is nice, isn't it?
Wait. Hiya, mate.
Hiya. Didn't expect this.
Well, you forgot your intro.
Yeah. It's...
What?
That was your practice go. Oh! it's just gone off on a tangent there, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What's up with you? You all right, mate?
No.
What's going on?
Because you just said just do it normally, so I was...
Oh.
Dear.
Tell you what, we'll start again.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans, following the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
You all right?
I'm all right. What is going on?
What is going on?
Oh, no.
Right, we're not starting again. We're not starting again.
What am I doing wrong? Because that's how we start. There's
three people now.
Three of us now.
We're not a straight line, we're a triangle now.
So do I just say that? Do I just like say, hiya, mate? Hiya, mate!
Yes!
Yeah! Oh, fuck yeah.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans, following the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
There we go.
We got there third time round.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to tell the listeners that.
Ah, well, this is it. You know, we're an open book here on the Follow the Dream podcast.
Yeah, we are.
How's things been, stranger? Feels like it's been a long old time since we've all sat down and had a bit of a natter.
It's been a minute, hasn't it?
Has.
Tell us, really. Just watch out for taxi.
Oh, God, yeah. Of course. So, for anybody that doesn't know, Andy had a little bit of a mishap. He had a fight with the taxi.
I think everybody knows, don't they?
Yeah,
everybody knows.
I made sure everybody knew about that. Yeah, it really wasn't the start to this year that I wanted.
No.
Came out of a shop, walking to the office, my first day back in the office for this year. And a taxi decides to drive through me to get to his parking spot.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that obviously put me out of action for a fair while.
Mm-hmm.
Literally in bed for 6 weeks.
Yep.
Leg in the air, really bruised, really swollen. He drove into my right side, drove over the left leg. So he spun me around and he didn't even know he'd run me over.
Brilliant. I mean, I know you're a tiny man.
Yeah, I am very tiny.
Even still.
But when you're looking out of your front window driving a taxi, and it was one of those big black cabs as well.
No.
So I chose like a monster taxi to drive over me. You look out the window, do you? But he must have thought he knew where his parking space was.
Yeah.
And he aimed for it. But I think at the point of him driving into it, he was looking at his phone.
Brilliant. That's all you need from a taxi driver, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So that explains why we've not been here for like, what, 3-4 months?
Yeah. It's going on 5 now.
Is it really that long? So we're back now. Series 2.
Yep.
And we'll see where it takes us.
What have we got coming up in this season? Like, what's changing? Because I'm a bit nervous, me. Right.
Well, not as advertised.
No.
Go on, Jordan, explain.
Well, in this series, we're supposed to have like a quiz,
right?
And it was supposed to be happening this episode where we begin with it and whatnot. But due to a few technical difficulties, it's not going to be happening in this episode.
It's probably the next one as well. It probably was.
Yeah, probably the next one as well.
Yeah.
So basically, it's me. I deleted the thing that we needed. And of course, I only realised 5 minutes before we were about to start recording. So no quizzes this week, but it gives us time to sort of like fine tune what the quiz is going to be.
Yeah.
Are we basically just stealing Hart's quiz?
Yeah, if we are.
Well, no, because ours is a bit different from Hart. So with Hart, they obviously they do the 10 things in 30 seconds, but it's 10 different questions, not 10 of one thing.
Oh, I see.
You see, so
all right. So ours is totally original.
You know, it's inspired by Hart,
okay.
But it's not exactly the same.
So, yeah, right. So we're not going to do that for a little while, but we will. Once I've put it back in the system,
yeah,
then we'll do it. So, yeah. So we have a leaderboard,
ooh,
which no expense spared.
No. Nope.
So we have magnetic little name tags. So a bit like your Top Gear.
Yeah.
Yep. The fastest lap thing, inspired by that.
Yeah. Yep.
So as and when somebody moves up or down the leaderboard,
yep,
we can move these little metallic things around.
Look at that.
Isn't that good?
That's yeah, the future.
And, of course, we've got the joke off. Which is the new sort of you versus, well, Scott versus Jordan.
And are you judge. Ready? Oh, I've got a cracker this week.
Oh, dear.
I have got a cracker this week, honestly. It's
So the voting for that, basically, it's been reset.
Right.
So yeah, as of now, this is like really serious stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you won't make me laugh. That's a given. But
I don't know, you know.
The jokes that I find mildly entertaining,
yeah,
will be the winner each week.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you make me laugh, I'll be amazed.
Well, I will do my best, sir.
All right.
So there's one thing that I'm looking forward to this season in particular is seeing Jordan go more on a radio journey as well, because I know, yeah, you know, last season we brought all the usual shenanigans, and you did a couple of interviews and we spoke to people and got people involved. I'm looking forward to seeing that grow this season and, you know, getting you towards following your dream.
Yeah.
And we should say that Jordan has been promoted. He is now assistant producer.
So I hear we've got Bossman versus Bossman.
So where are we going with the podcast now, Jordan? What's the plan? Who are we going to be talking to? Who do you want to talk to?
Who do I want to talk to? Well, another person that I would like to have another chat with at some point is Joe Blakeway one more time, because
fell apart last time you did that, didn't you?
Yeah, but I feel the progress. Stop laughing.
No, you did though.
Stop laughing.
Yeah, you froze.
Sorry.
Rabbit in the headlights.
Yeah.
Sheer panic.
Oh my God, it's Joe Blakeway. Oh my God.
It was funny. No, it was, do you know, it was such a wholesome moment though, because you could see how much it meant to you. And yeah, I'm hoping for more moments like that this season.
But where you actually speak this time.
Yeah.
Because
an audio podcast.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Well, I think I will be able to, because as we did more and more last season, you could tell that I just got more comfortable and more comfortable as we went on.
Yeah, your confidence grew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's what we want, isn't it?
So what have you been doing? Who have you been approaching? You've been writing letters and things like that, haven't you?
I've wrote a general letter, and I'm going to send it out to a few stations, and I've made a point of sending it out all across the BBC.
Mm.
So hopefully, if I get something back from any of the BBC, I'll be happy.
And what about the YouTuber? You've featured on a YouTube video, haven't you?
Oh, wait, yes.
What?
I've been featured on a YouTube video, which is a user from Kent. He's called, his channel name's Big Paulie, but he's...
Big what? Excuse me, what?
Family show.
he's called Big Paulie, but his real name's Paul Bowman.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what his YouTube handle is.
I won't be editing that.
No,
I'll,
no.
That's staying
no,
in.
No.
Oh, please.
So tell me more about this video then. What were you doing?
Yeah, so I just like, you know me, I can be cheeky. And I just messaged him one day and said, what you doing? He said, I'm just editing my YouTube video. I says, do you mind putting a little bit in about my podcast? It's called Follow the Dream, and it's where I go on a little journey interviewing people from the world of broadcasting, about to interview my radio idol eventually, Amanda Holden.
Nice.
And he says, of course I will. And then I sent him the artwork Yeah, I sent him the artwork.
You sent him links to the podcast, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said he weren't gonna use the links to the podcast, but it'd just be easier if he directed his YouTube subscribers to what's it called?
to the link? Or?
No, to Spotify, that's it.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And Ian listened to a few podcasts where we'd been discussing Christmas and Marmite and stuff. And yeah, and he said it was all good, honest chat.
Cheers for reminding me that. Yeah.
He did a great review on his YouTube channel. He went through a lot of the episodes, like you say.
Yeah.
And had good things to say. Put all the artwork on the YouTube channel and everything.
Yeah, nice one.
Really, yeah. Really good.
Love that. Yeah. I mean, thanks for reminding me about Marmite, bringing back trauma. Cheers for that.
It wasn't trauma.
Well, it kind of was, because I spilt it all over myself. And the office stank of it for ages.
But our Helen said that we did it wrong, apparently. You're supposed to mix it with, but you're only supposed to use, like, a little bit. You're not supposed to, like, raw dog it, apparently, like, and just, like, scoop it and eat it.
Because I really don't think that's going to make any difference.
No. I completely agree.
Just vile stuff.
Yeah, disgusting.
But not as bad as I thought it might be, though, I'll be honest.
No.
It was grim.
Yeah.
But no. Not quite as grim as I was expecting.
No. It wasn't grim for me, because I'm a fan.
Is just disgusting.
It's lovely.
No, well, you know, that's that. You're on your own there, sir.
I am.
Yeah. No, mate.
So what else has been going on? What about you, Scott? What's going on in your world?
Same old, really. Trying to go for a promotion at work.
Okay.
Which is decent. So I'm on a development plan at the moment to become a business development manager.
Nice.
So that's, just basically means going out across the country and building relationships with people, maintaining them, giving out presentations, objection handling and stuff. All really boring stuff. But yeah, it's going really well so far. You know, I've got a lot of support from colleagues and things like that. So yeah.
Very good. It's gift of the gab type job, are we talking here?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, it's a more a focus on like relationship building and making sure that we're kind of putting our best foot forward anyway. And yeah. Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's something that I've wanted to do for a little while now. It's something that I feel like I'd be able to do quite well. So, yeah, just got to learn the ins and outs of the job before I kind of go for it. And
fair enough.
Fingers crossed, yeah, get some good news. But, yeah, other than that, no, mate, same old. Oh, actually, there was one thing that I did want to speak to you about.
Me?
Throwing it out to the room. I think Jordan already knows about this. I think you know about this because I briefly went into it. Guess who I went to see a few weeks ago? Yeah. Do you remember Daniel Bedingfield?
Got to get through this.
Yeah. The very man. He did an anniversary gig the other week, celebrating 20 years of that album. Got to get through this.
Has he not had any more albums?
Yeah. So he released an album after that called Second First Impression. Not that I'm a fan or anything like that. And then, yeah, released a few EPs after that. But, yeah, two big studio albums where he was, you know, signed to, like, a proper label and he wasn't doing it independently. And it was celebrating 20 years and it was shocking.
So you didn't enjoy it?
Probably the worst gig I've ever been to, and I'm gutted to say that.
Wow, that takes some doing that, doesn't it?
Probably the worst gig.
What, so it beats the Cortinas gig we went to?
I didn't mind the Cortinas gig. I mean, the technical issues, I think, ruined the Cortinas gig.
Yeah.
Essentially, we went to go and see the Cortinas at Heaton Park, right?
Yeah, I vaguely remember this, yeah.
Yeah, so it was Cortinas headlining, James was there, Pale Waves. Who else was there? DMAs were there.
Yeah. But we didn't get there for the DMAs.
No.
Because we timed it specifically, didn't we? So we'd miss who we didn't want to watch.
Yeah, and you stank my car out with that pickled egg.
Oh, yes, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, that's the bit I remember.
Yeah, you just stank my car out with that pickled egg. Disgraceful.
Just never, ever going to forget that, are you?
I'm still trying to get the smell out of this.
You still got Marshall?
Yeah, still got Marshall.
He's still going, is he?
He's still going strong, yeah. He's MLT's coming up soon, so...
All right, so not much longer then.
We'll see. I mean, that's going to be another 400 quid at least down the kitty. But yeah, I feel like with the Cortinas gig... everybody else had impeccable sound except for the Cortinas. Just Liam Frey just spent half of the gig shouting into the mic going, "Manchester! Yeah!"
and the crowd were just shouting, Liam, Liam, all the way through.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't.
Because they couldn't sing along to any of the songs.
Yeah, because they couldn't
play it.
They couldn't play half of it.
Just, yeah. Not the worst gig in the world. I mean, we got to see some good music, didn't we?
Yeah.
So that was, that was all right. But yeah, Bedingfield, wouldn't recommend. Cut his set short, an hour, because his voice went.
How long was it supposed to be?
2 hours.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did you get half your money back?
No, did we? 55 quid a ticket, by the way. Yeah, steep. Put it into perspective, a friend of mine at work went to go and see Boys to Men, only cost them 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they didn't lip sync, let me tell you.
But yeah, from the past, jeez.
Yeah, I actually got it because he was one of the reasons why I got into performing music.
So what's gone wrong there then? What do you think that was all about?
So apparently he had a gig the night before, just like a surprise gig in London. And he said his voice had went because he'd pushed himself too hard. And I couldn't understand, as a singer, you know your instrument, and fair enough, you know where your limitations are. But I reckon he's just gone out after the gig.
Mm-hmm.
Add a few jars. Yeah. I mean, fair enough, he's not gigged properly in years as well, so the vocal strength's probably not there. And yeah, he's had to save himself for the rest of the run. But even if you are like that, stagger your dates.
Well, yeah.
Like, do one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off, just so you've got ample time to rest and recover.
Yeah, especially if you've not done it for a while.
Right.
Like you've just said, right, I think that it come into my head then, right? If you knew your schedule and you knew when you was going to be on,
yeah,
you'd make sure you're in, I don't know if you can find voice for when you needed your voice, wouldn't you?
Yeah, especially if people are, shelling out the hard-earned money,
yeah,
in a cost of living crisis.
Of course you would, yeah.
It just felt a bit like a money grab. Really disappointed. But
never meet your idols.
Yeah,
don't go and see them in concert. Just never works out.
And I was really disappointed for you, Cully, because I knew how much you were looking forward to it. Because even on the day, you were telling me, "Oh, I can't wait," and everything like that, and that happened.
Well, it wasn't something that we really expected. The support act was better, was a better attitude. Guy called Rob Green from Nottingham, just an independent singer-songwriter. When you see somebody on stage and they're genuinely happy to be there.
Well, he's hungry for it, isn't he? Yeah. Whereas, obviously, Daniel's not so much.
Just been there, done that.
Shame, innit? Big shame, but yeah.
Wouldn't recommend, 1 out of 10.
One, well, this, I mean,
well, fair enough. If you're only going to do half a gig,
yeah,
and not sing half the songs,
yeah. have your band playing along to the backing tracks? Just really not what we were expecting.
That's a very fair 1 out of 10, I say.
And more because of what what he meant to me as well, like as a musician.
Yeah,
I was kind of looking forward to showing him off to our Helen and saying, look, this. Look at how good he is, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong, like, some of the songs that he sang, like, where he was actually singing, quality, the talent is clearly still there, but, I don't know.
What a shame.
Yeah, I'm going to stop ranting on about it now, because...
What about you, Jordan? What have you been up to? How much have you lost on the horses?
I was hoping you wouldn't mention that.
Oops.
Well, I get the races as a gift, like, every birthday, don't I?
Yeah.
And I went to the Grand National. And I have to say, it was like one of those events, what you've just said. The organisation for me as a disabled person, it wasn't good.
Mm.
Like, I didn't have a disabled ticket, and even though they could see I was disabled, we even offered to pay for a disabled ticket on the day because we didn't even know that we had to... Well, we knew that we had to pay, but we didn't know that we had to pre-book them. Yeah, we had to pre-book the car park. We thought the car park was in with the package, with the ticket that we already had.
Mm.
And they wouldn't even direct us to the seats that we already had. They just said, no, we're not letting you in.
What?
No, they just won't let us in.
So how did you end up getting in venue then?
No, they let us in the venue, but they just won't let us.
Oh, in disabled, but right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, they won't let us in. Because he said, how do we know you're disabled? I went, look at that. And look at that. He says, I know you're disabled, but you're still not coming in.
That's a bit shocking, to be fair.
I know. Awful.
Did you not speak to management about it?
We tried. And then they even agreed with the stewards. And they even said, we know you're disabled, but because you haven't got proof of disabled access on your ticket, you can't come into the disabled area.
What a load of nonsense.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I know. And I lost money anyway. So it's just,
no. So all told, it wasn't a great day then.
No.
Listen, like, let me find my phone because I've got some receipts as well here.
Oh no!
Oh yeah!
Oh no!
What for?
Oh yeah!
Oh no!
Got some receipts, oh, right?
Oh, this could be painful, Jordan. Brace yourself, mate.
Where is it? Where is it?
Were you drunk on the day, Jordan?
No.
Are you sure?
Just bear in mind who's going to listen to this, will you?
So, he sent us a photo in the morning of him looking dapper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, in his suit.
Yeah. Seen that one, yeah.
So I said, you off to races? He said, yeah, it's Grand National Day. So I was like, have fun, mate. Any decent runners on? And he said, Karach Rambler. So I was like, is it worth a fiver on it, do you reckon? And he was like, definitely. So I told him who I'd got. And Karach Rambler fell at the first fence. Was the favourite and fell at the first fence.
Oh, excellent.
So I texted him a bit later. I was just like, well, I'm glad I saved a fiver. Not putting it on Karach Rambler. What happened, Jod?
Well, financial woes happened.
You've been holding on to that for a while, haven't you? You want an answer.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Bad times, mate. So, yeah. You know, if I've learnt one thing from the Grand National, it's never listen to Jordan.
Well, I was going to say, surely, what were you thinking?
But even the bookie says to me, when I went in the bookies the next week, he says, what you should have done is you should have backed at least two horses in that race. Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Ah.
Because then you've got more... I know you've got more chances of winning, but most people, when they're backing in the Grand National, back more than one horse.
Hang on. Is he saying put money on two?
Yeah. Put money
on
one horse and another. Well, it's not like a bookie to encourage their money, is it?
Of course he's going to say that.
Yeah, yeah, well, there you go. I mean, you know, he's got his sales technique down, hasn't he?
Goodness me.
But other than that, though, was it a good day?
Yeah.
That's the main thing, innit? Because that's what I said to you as well, innit? It's just like, well, you know, if you had fun and you made some memories, then it's 50 quid well spent,
innit? Yeah, I mean, it's a huge event, isn't it? How many people actually go to that race? Are we talking like 100,000 people?
Thousands.
Nah. Is it not that big?
Not 100,000. Nah, you... It's not like Wembley.
No, it's
not like Wembley, but it's got to be a good maybe 5,000 people, I would say, maybe.
Yeah. 5,000? Is that all?
That's quite a lot of people.
I'm getting on Google.
That's a lot of people, that
5,000? It's not 5,000.
Oh dear, Scott, what if you started?
That is a lot of people, though, 5,000 people.
I know.
Couldn't get 5,000 people in here, could you, boss man?
This is very true. This is very true. How many fans attend... The Grand National.
What's your guess, Jordan, before he finds the answer?
20... No. 11,000.
11,000?
Yeah.
Right. I've gone 5.
Is it a one-day event, or is it over a few days?
Over a few days. But the main like, race is on the last day.
So how many days is it over? Two or three?
It starts on Tuesday, and then the meeting finishes on Wednesday. No, not Wednesday, Saturday.
So it's 4 days?
Yeah.
Right, so, according to Google...
Oh, 5 days.
Each April, 150,000 people attend the Grand National.
Wow. a day?
I'm guessing it's over the 4 days.
Rounded.
5 days.
Quick. 150,000 divided by 5. Go.
I'm shitting, yeah, man. Yes. Yeah, me too.
Anyway, it's more than 5,000. I think we can say that, can't we?
Yeah, that's fair.
So what I'm getting at, is it a really good atmosphere? That's what I'm asking.
Mm. Yeah. Loved it.
Well, but I mean, you know, plenty of people are there winning money, so...
Yeah,
you know,
this is true. And getting drunk.
Well, there is that as well. Did you have a few scoops, or...?
No, I didn't.
No?
No. But only because the drink, the queues for drinks every time we went were massive.
Mm.
And due to me not being able to walk in my boots, and I can hardly walk at the best of times, I didn't want to get... drink so much that I couldn't actually walk.
No, makes sense. I thought you might have had, like, maybe one or two, though. Just to soak up the atmosphere, but...
No.
Fair enough.
I could have had a few to soak up my financial woes, though, but...
Drown your sorrows.
Yeah.
Should we move on to an Amanda Holden update?
Yep.
Do we have one?
Yeah.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh!
With Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I missed that.
Well, it's a new jingle, that, isn't it? New sound.
Oh, my God.
So what's the update?
Well, she's back on Britain's Got Talent, isn't she?
Is she?
Yep.
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't watch telly.
Yeah, same, mate.
I don't watch it.
And shall I tell you something else?
Tell me.
Do you know one, is it called... Oh, yeah, of course she works for art. She works... what's it called? Make Me a Millionaire.
Yep.
This morning, a contestant called Leanne, she didn't... is it 10,000 they have to take or 5,000 when they get, like...
Different every day.
Well, she got the... what's it called? She got the chance to take the money or gamble.
Yeah.
And this Leanne, she said she wanted to keep the money because she was going to take a little son to Miami to see Lionel Messi.
Oh, like, in, yeah, go and see, is it Inter Miami he plays
yeah.
for?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what she's going to have that money for.
So she won 10 grand?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad way to start on Monday, is it?
No. That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's all right, yeah.
It's better than being run over by a taxi.
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh, but...
Watch out for taxis. They're lethal.
Yes, yeah, indeed. Yeah, especially in Miami, they don't care out there.
No.
Well, someone won 30 grand on Friday.
Did they?
Yeah, they gave away 30 grand on Friday.
Did you win it?
No. Wow. No.
But do you think you'd be sat here if you did?
No.
I would. I'd be gloating.
But shall I tell you what really, really... really, really got on my nerves this morning.
Go on.
And they ask you a question, don't they, to get you to, like, put yourself in the draw.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, you have to shout, make me a millionaire if you want to be, like, in the draw, or you turn around and you go take the money.
Right, so he said, if you want to be in with a chance next time we play, answer this question, right?
Oh.
No, not answer this question. Listen out for a certain song.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how they do it. In their rotation, they've got, like, the Heart, Make Me a Millionaire song, and it comes up with this, like, big, awooga, you know, like the...
What?
Awooga. What's it called? The klaxon. Klaxon, that's the one.
An awooga.
Scott, it wasn't one of these. It wasn't one of these.
Where did that come?
It wasn't one of these. Awooga! It wasn't one
no,
of them.
No, it's the Heart, Make Me a Millionaire song.
Right.
Text this number. And then Pink will play, or, I don't know, okay. George Ezra or something like that.
Well, in this instance, it was...
Black Eyed Peas, wasn't it?
Black Eyed Peas, I got a feeling. I thought, yeah, I know the name of that song, right? And I went to text it all... Got the number in and typed the text out.
Yeah.
Went to send it. Message sending failure.
Well, you ran out of credit?
No, I'm not.
2005.
No, it's premium. It's premium numbers, isn't it? I'm not allowed to text them.
Oh right, okay. So you've got like a block on your contract.
Yeah,
makes sense. Okay.
No, it doesn't make sense. I was woe gutted.
Well, like, speak to our Hillary and see if you can get her removed, and you know, heart make me a millionaire, because then you can go heart make me a millionaire, and you'll meet Amanda Holden.
I know, but that...
Hey, maybe that's the route.
That's it. This is it. This is
so
it.
Spend all your money on that competition. That bypasses all of this, and then we'll get to go and meet her.
Yeah. Yeah. Travel down to London.
Yes.
Put us up in a snazzy hotel. Well, probably a premiere in, but... and then, yeah, we get to meet Amanda Holden. And, hopefully, you win £1 million.
Yeah, there we go. Podcast done.
Easy. And then we can just hire Amanda to come and do an episode with us.
Well, yeah, then that's sorted.
Just give that million right back, you know. Yeah.
On that note, should we move on to the finale of the podcast?
Go on, then.
So we mentioned this in the last podcast, which is months ago now, but it is a joke off. So it's Scott versus Jordan.
Mm.
I will judge each week which is going to be the best joke.
Yeah.
And we will do a tally on the leaderboard week by week. And when we get to the end of series two, we'll find out who the winner is.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Is that all right?
Yep. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Honor,
here's another joke of the week. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
You're so confident. This is going to fall so flat.
So what?
Go on. Go for it.
I loved it when I read it. Okay. If your house is ever cold, just stand in the corner. It's always 90 degrees there. Oh, it's brilliant. It's so good.
And over to you, Jordan.
Right. You know how you get carpet fitters?
Yeah.
My mate in particular, he's Mexican, right? Well, before he lays the carpet, what does he put down?
I don't know.
Ondale, ondale! Yeah?
Mine were better than that.
Actually, no. I think his delivery was better.
This is a travesty.
Oh, you see, I told you. You built yours up so much. You were convinced you were going to win that.
I was.
And I'm afraid the point this week goes to Jordan.
Oh, Jordan. Yeah!
Well, I'm glad the podcast is ending now.
There you are. So,
Fine. You know what? It's all right. Fine. I'm off.
Oh, that's very, very stroppy.
No.
Very Daniel
Bedingfield-esque. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have fun. See you later.
Bye.
At least you got through this.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.